Negotiation. Negotiation is an important part of contract development. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines negotiation as the process by which a buyer and a supplier agree upon the conditions surrounding the purchase of an item or a service. Negotiation for commodities will differ greatly from negotiation for outsourced functions that have great impact on the supply chain. Typical areas that require negotiation include technical specifications, prices, purchase volumes, delivery lead time, other delivery terms, and many other terms and conditions. Types of negotiation. Two types of negotiation are competitive bidding and direct negotiation. Competitive bidding for commodities may take the form of online auctions or reverse auctions that are based entirely on price. Even automated purchasing is possible. Competitive bidding can take the form of a formal request for quotation, RFQ, or invitation to tender, ITT, process. These processes set a prerequisite of the supplier being technically qualified to make a bid. Buyers need to be able to provide clear specifications to sellers and give enough time for detailed responses. A round of queries, any responses are provided to all bidders, demonstrations, visits, and so on. The final steps in this process may involve a limited amount of direct negotiation with a short list of suppliers who meet the selection criteria, or the organization could simply select a supplier based on best overall weighted value. After the winning bidder accepts, other bidders are informed. Internet-enabled sourcing provides a much larger number of sources located across the globe to be evaluated in a shorter span of time than traditional methods. Internet-enabled sourcing is available as a feature of purchase or SaaS, software as a service, supplier relationship management, SRM, software, or through enterprise resources planning, ERP, systems. SaaS vendors can host online bidding events while the organization's senior purchasing managers observe the action and make final decisions. Internet-enabled sourcing can use trading exchanges to find suppliers. Negotiation automation tools include online RFQ or ITT submission and response gathering. An RFQ or ITT can be encoded so that the marketplace lists only qualifying vendors. Product searches can use multiple vendor online catalogs. Direct negotiation may be needed if the RFQ/ITT process would be cumbersome or there is only one supplier being considered. It may be more expensive than competitive bidding because the process often requires more direct interaction. Direct negotiation is often needed instead of competitive bidding for materials that have hard-to-define costs, numerous risks, or high complexity. Materials with preferred suppliers, if no other suppliers are being considered. Bottleneck materials. The presence of few providers in the marketplace makes the use of RFQs/ITTs difficult. Core competency materials and/or relationships that require strategic partnerships or collaborations, such as on product design. Negotiation principles and tactics. While the level of importance of the relationship will dictate the amount of time and energy spent on negotiation, all negotiation can benefit from sound negotiating principles. This is especially the case when working to transform an organization from traditional adversarial relationships with suppliers to more constructive partnerships. Traditional negotiating tactics include the following forms, which are called position-based tactics. Hard negotiators view other parties as adversaries to be beaten, so they take a position, demand concessions, and give none in return. They threaten, mislead, or pressure the other party. This can endanger long-term success. Soft negotiators value agreement to the point that they disclose their bottom line, alter their position, or accept one-sided agreements that involve only concessions. Contracts may be won, but this party is left feeling exploited and may be financially at risk. These positions can be described as win/lose or lose/win. Fisher and Urey of the Harvard Negotiation Project developed a third option, a win/win negotiation technique called principled negotiation. Rather than negotiation in which each party sequentially takes and gives up actual or deceitful positions, principled negotiation starts by insisting on several criteria for long-term gain, none of which are typically present in win/lose or lose/win tactics. Negotiation should efficiently solve the underlying issues. Negotiation should preserve or increase positive relationships. Agreements, if reached, should endure, meet both parties' actual needs to the extent possible, resolve conflicts of interest fairly, and be in the community's interests. Principled negotiation is a four-step interest-based bargaining style. Separate the people from the problem. Rather than trying to be adversaries or friends, Principled negotiators insist on the criteria listed above for long-term gain. They attack the problem rather than the other party. Focus on interests, not positions. Position taking leads to defensiveness. Principled negotiation avoids taking positions or a bottom line at all. Instead, negotiators relate what they are interested in achieving and seek to understand what the other party is interested in achieving. Invent options for mutual gain. Principled negotiators first seek a time frame in which to study the problem rather than bowing to time-based pressure. During this time, they devise alternatives that could satisfy the interests of both parties. Insist on the use of objective criteria. Rather than engaging in haggling, principled negotiators guide any disagreement toward deciding upon a fair standard that both parties can agree will be the basis for the decision. For example, market value, expert opinion, analysis results, the law, ethical standards. Principled negotiation or similar negotiation tactics can result in relationships that are perceived as profitable and indispensable by both parties, which, in turn, means that the buyer is not constantly looking for a new supplier or vice versa. Another negotiation tool, called triangle talk, is discussed by Monchka et al. In Purchasing and Supply Chain Management, which cites a book by Kay Anderson for this method. Basically, negotiation forms a triangle. One point of the triangle is knowing exactly what you want. This is the first step. The second point of the triangle is knowing exactly what the other party wants. This is the second step. It requires making the other party feel heard. The third triangle point and step is proposing a solution in a way that the other party can accept. This method involves separating wants from needs. In other words, separating definite deal breakers from things a negotiator would like to have. Working to sort out your and the other party's needs from wants is the key to success in this method. These and other methods share one important negotiation preparation step. Both parties in a negotiation are advised to predetermine their best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This is what the organization would do if the negotiation fails. It might be to manufacture the product in-house, partner with an existing supplier to expand their operations, and so on. When the costs and benefits of this alternative are known in advance, the negotiator will know when it is better to walk away or to take an offer that still beats this best alternative.